Unlock your Bible. Discover the true meaning of life. Learn the cause of world problems and the astounding solution. Prove for yourself what the future holds. In the Trumpet Literature Library, you will find answers to life's most important questions. Explore these vital titles on Trumpet Bookshelf.
Welcome to Trumpet Bookshelf. I'm Grant Turgeon. We're recording this show in advance from the Herbert W. Armstrong College campus here in Edmond, Oklahoma. Last week, we talked a little bit about communist infiltration and how God does have a plan to end that forever on this entire planet. And a start to that is what he is doing right now on this campus through summer educational program. This is a type of education that will more than offset that evil influence that really is taking over all of society. Where should we turn, though, for proof of God's power? How can we actually know that God will answer mankind's many crucial questions? Questions that are all about, basically today, survival. Where do we turn? How can we prove that our source of hope actually exists? Well, Philadelphia Church of God Pastor General Gerald Flurry wrote a feature article in the May-June Philadelphia Trumpet titled "Prophecy is Proof of God." And he wrote, "There are other proofs that show God's existence and that the Bible is God's word, but skeptics will dismiss them. Jesus performed miracles, and even pagans admitted that they happened, but cynics won't accept that. Some people consider answered prayer as proof that God is alive and active, yet the doubters don't have their prayers answered, so that isn't convincing to them. But fulfilled prophecy cannot be refuted. It is the best proof of the Bible, and it reveals God. Did you know that the Bible literally taunts the skeptics, even ridicules them in a way? It dares them to disprove the reality of fulfilled prophecy as proof of God." So like I said, last week I was talking about an educational system that will replace the system of the world today. But wouldn't it be easy for a lot of people to dispute that or try to undermine that plan in some way? Maybe say that the God who is in charge of that plan isn't even real or has no power to make that plan come about. And there is just this one way that even any skeptic would have to pretty much yield to what God says. And that taunt that Mr. Flurry spoke about is here in Isaiah 41, verses 21 through 22. Again, just hear this in a taunting tone. This is God speaking, saying, "Set forth your case, says the Lord. Bring your proofs, says the King of Jacob. And tell us what is to happen. Tell us the former things, what they are, that we may consider them, that we may know their outcome, or declare to us the things to come." That's in the Revised Standard Version. And basically God is saying, tell us the future. If you are so smart, if you have all the answers to human problems, why don't you tell us what's going on in the world right now and what's about to happen? Tell us the reason why all these crazy things are happening. And obviously, a skeptic can't do that. We can't do that apart from God. No one who believes in God could possibly tell you the future without receiving understanding of that future straight out of the Bible. So where can you find accurate forecasts of what is about to happen, of why current events are unfolding the way they are right now? There is a free, colorful pamphlet or booklet, I guess. It's at thetrumpet.com, and it's titled "He Was Right." And the very beginning of this booklet has the title Remember. Just the word remember. And it's talking about the late educator and theologian Herbert W. Armstrong accurately forecasting for decades what would happen in the world. Of course, the credit cannot go to a man. There's no possible way that any of us could ever forecast the future with such stunning accuracy as Mr. Armstrong did without God's help. Mr. Armstrong was probably by far the most prominent religious figure of the entire 20th century, watched, read, and followed by millions of people around the world. And when he died in 1986, he did have a massive following of his Plain Truth magazine. The circulation there was 8.4 million. And of course, probably multiple people were reading each copy that was sent out. So the actual readership was probably a lot bigger than that. But there was something extremely different about the Plain Truth, the forecasts that it put out. And all these millions of readers actually received a powerful vision of the purpose for their lives, what the future would hold. And when those forecasts of the future came true, it strengthened their faith in God's power, because those forecasts came straight from the Bible. And they are proof that the Bible is God's inspired word. Now, Mr. Armstrong had a lot of powerful prophecies over the years, again, as revealed to him by God. Perhaps the biggest one is the rise of a beast power in Europe led by Germany. And that's obviously happening right now. Germany right now is the fourth largest arms exporter in the entire world. They are expanding their influence into North Africa and the Middle East, virtually surrounding Iran without Iran even realizing it, which will certainly fulfill a prophecy in Daniel 11 about a clash between those two nations very soon and how Germany will overwhelm Iran. But the thing is, Mr. Armstrong died decades before that prophecy was even this close to coming true, before Germany was even nearly what it has become today. In fact, right when Germany lost World War II and was reduced to ashes, Mr. Armstrong was already saying that Germany would be, you could say, resurrected to dominate Europe once again. Sadly, Mr. Armstrong's successors very quickly dismantled this unique prophetic service and took away this life-changing truth from those millions of Plain Truth readers. Just a few years after Mr. Armstrong died, the Berlin Wall fell, which basically allowed East and West Germany to unite, which would then put in motion Germany taking over the continent, just like Mr. Armstrong said would happen. And a radio station did try to contact Mr. Armstrong's successors and find out what they thought about this prophecy coming true, about Germany finally being reunited about 40 years after the end of World War II. And sadly, those successors said it was premature to make statements like that. And they said of this radio station director, he was disappointed that we would not proclaim this to be the absolute beginning of end time events. But it was interesting that he did say that what the church has predicted from the Bible was remarkably close to what appears to be happening. Isn't that a tragedy that even someone with hardly any contact with the Bible and with Bible prophecy could even see better than God's own church that prophecy was being fulfilled. How quickly that work under Mr. Armstrong ended up collapsing after Mr. Armstrong died. But again, the credit is not to a man. It does go all to God for opening up understanding of these events. And like I said last week, there is a huge problem today with communist infiltration. In fact, that's one of the areas Mr. Armstrong warned really strongly about, even way back in the 50s and 60s, way before anyone else was awakened to this communist threat against America. This is pages 46 through 49 of the He Was Right booklet, again, available for free at thetrumpet.com. And we'll just focus on this one aspect of Mr. Armstrong's decades of accurate forecasting for the rest of this show today. So again, it is really important to understand Bible prophecy. It does help us understand what's going on in the world. In fact, if you just look here, Matthew 24 verses 21 through 22 does give us an understanding of how vital it is that we do understand prophecy. Matthew 24 verses 21 and 22. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved alive. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. This is talking about a time of unparalleled suffering soon to afflict the planet. And we're actually in the very beginning stages of that right now. The Bible gets really specific about this end time. It does give you a specific timeline of events, particularly in the book of Revelation, that lead right up to Christ's return, to Christ rescuing mankind from self-annihilation, from destroying themselves. That's what Matthew 24 there is talking about. Christ will return after this particular sequence of events leading up to his return all take place. And one of those events is the communist infiltration of America. Hosea 7 verse 8 says that end time Israel, which does include America, whenever you see Israel talked about in the Bible, often it is specifically aimed at America. It says there, Hosea 7 verse 8, that America would become mixed up ideologically with foreigners. Mixed up ideologically. So in some ways, America has done a great thing by providing a better life for millions of people who come here and want to be American, who want to assimilate, who want to contribute to this American dream, this American way of life. But the problem is the ideological mixing that sometimes will come along with that, when maybe there are some people in our midst who have a very destructive view of America, who hate America. Now, again, that probably doesn't apply to the vast majority of people who come here. But there are some, not just people who move here from other places, but even people who were born and raised here and brainwashed with communism. Those people want to destroy the country. And at this point, there's pretty much no denying that. They're right out in the open now. You've probably been hearing a lot about the Black Lives Matter mission statement. It's been talked about very frequently on the Trumpet Daily Radio Show on this station, Trumpet Hour 2. But here's part of it. Always good to review this. The Black Lives Matter mission statement says, "We disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure requirement. It says we foster a queer affirming network, and they have the intention of freeing themselves from the tight grip of heteronormative thinking, the belief that all in the world are heterosexual, which that part doesn't even really make sense. I don't think anyone believes that everyone in the world is heterosexual, but it just shows you how much nonsense is in that mission statement there. And this is all part of a diabolical plan to destroy the country. This has been documented for decades now, but more so in the 80s, especially during the Cold War, when everyone basically thought that Russia would engage in a hot war, an actual war with America. Mr. Armstrong said, no, that will never happen. And the reason he said that is because America is prophesied to be attacked by somebody else, which is certainly the subject of perhaps another show. But the Bible doesn't say anything about Russia attacking America militarily. It does say a lot, though, about ideological subversion. This is a documented four-step process. Former KGB agents have admitted this. The step one of this ideological subversion process is demoralization. A notable way this has happened in America is just through us constantly losing wars. A big reason for that happening is basically the entire national media shaming our armed forces, posting damning articles and photos that are shifting public opinion against the military and more in favor of our mortal enemies overseas. And when soldiers see that even so many of the American people no longer support them, they become demoralized. They don't think that they are any longer carrying out a noble purpose of making the world a better place. Is it any wonder that America has not won a war in about seven decades? I guess that depends on your definition of winning, but real winning of a war means that there's no question about it. It has to be a decisive outcome to really say that it's a win. And America hasn't won really since World War II. The Korean War didn't go very well. Vietnam War, more recent efforts in the Middle East have all ended with American soldiers essentially fleeing the region. This is humiliating for a nation that is supposed to be the most powerful in the entire world. But like I said, if you have the media, if you have communists in education indoctrinating the next generation against the country, it does have an impact on the troops. It does make leaders within the military more hesitant to make certain decisions because they know that they'll be shamed by pretty much half the country for that decision that they have to make. The second step here after demoralization in this communist plot is destabilization. Is that happening in America? Yes, because cities are on fire. That is part of the communist plot. That's what we have to realize. Communism is not just an economic system. It is far more than that, and it is really targeting America primarily, this communist way of thinking. Mr. Armstrong warned about this, again, in the 50s and 60s, when no one really thought that communism was a threat to America. In the 1962, the February 1962 Plain Truth, Mr. Armstrong said, communism is, of course, many things. It is a doctrine. It is a revolutionary program. It is relentless class war. It is a radical philosophy of history. It is a radical philosophy of society. It is a social system. It is an economic system. It is a political strategy. It is a world conspiracy. It says there, a radical philosophy of history. That is evident everywhere in America today, where even America's greatest presidents are being derided as racists. That is insanity. And no one in the country would have supported that even about 10 years ago. What has happened that these communists can now come out in the open and say things like that? Something has radically changed within America. You really do have to look at the educational system for the source of that. And really, the educational system's only able to indoctrinate young people because the family structure isn't strong enough. And that's also part of the communist plot to destroy America. Mr. Armstrong warned that communist subversion would use every diabolical means to pervert our morals, wreck our social structure, and destroy our spiritual and religious life. And here in the He Was Right brochure, it's really hard to call this a booklet because there's so many pictures and maps. It's also larger pages than a regular booklet. But this He Was Right booklet talks about one of the most diabolical ways of destroying our spiritual and religious life being to destroy the family. The Communist Manifesto calls the family a capitalist institution based on private gain. It says marriage is a hypocritical concealment of private prostitution. And the authors hoped and predicted that both bourgeois family and bourgeois marriage would disappear with the vanishing of private capital. So, when communists talk about taking away private property, enforcing higher taxes, basically making a nation of people that's incapable of supporting themselves, a hidden reason for them wanting to do that is to destroy the family. All of these things are interconnected. And the reason we have to be so worried about this four-step process of ideological subversion is that after demoralization and destabilization come crisis and normalization. So crisis basically means the country will collapse in civil war. That is what the communists want. And normalization means that they will swoop in and take power when that happens. Again, it won't go exactly the way the communists want because prophecy says otherwise. And in fact, America is just being weakened from the inside so that another nation that America totally doesn't suspect will actually invade and conquer us. This is a deadly, serious problem in America today. And again, it all gets back to Hosea 7, verse 8 there, America mixing ideologically. The people, Americans, have allowed this type of subversion. They have allowed communists to take root in education. They've allowed them to undermine religion and traditional morality. And it, under the guise of tolerance, Americans have basically destroyed themselves, or at least it's about to happen. It's well on its way to happening. It's all our fault. We can't really blame anyone else for this. Here's another communist attack. This is actually from a Black History and Culture Museum. They put out a really long list of the aspects and assumptions of whiteness and white culture in the United States. Listen to these character traits that this Black History Museum thinks are bad. Self-reliance, independence, and autonomy being rewarded and highly valued. Individuals are in control of their environment, aka you get what you deserve. This history museum said, the nuclear family with a father and a mother and two or three children. As if that's a bad thing in society because of white people. It said that the husband is the breadwinner, the wife is the homemaker, that children should have their own rooms and be independent. Again, all of these traits being listed by a supposed history museum as bad things in America. Objective, rational, linear thinking. Cause and effect relationships. Hard work being the key to success. Work before play. Christianity is the norm. Your job is who you are. Respect authority. Value of ownership of goods, space, and property. Having a plan for the future. Delayed gratification. Tomorrow will be better. Following rigid time schedules, time viewed as a commodity. English common law. being a winner or a loser. I mean, all of these things that are listed as negatives. And how much of a disgrace is that a Black history and culture museum is saying that only white people can exhibit these kind of traits? That is an incredibly divisive, hateful message. And it's putting down Black people while claiming to represent and glorify them. That's just stoking division between the races. And it's another plot of the communist agenda to just divide us by any means necessary and tear down traditional morality. Every human being of any color can exhibit these positive traits. So they shouldn't be limited to just one race like this. But again, it just shows you the danger of communism. And only one man was warning about communism back in the 1950s and 60s, Mr. Armstrong. And today, God's work, the Philadelphia Church of God, is moving forward and also warning about this. So I would definitely encourage you to get your free copy of He Was Right at thetrumpet.com. Thanks so much for listening today. I'm Grant Turgeon. This has been Trumpet Bookshelf.
You've been listening to Trumpet Bookshelf. Please email your thoughts to comments at kpcg.fm. Listen for new episodes every Friday at 10 a.m. Central Time.